She says it means dark. The skin was very thin, the kolish and weak, the yorach and long, the yorachov. The chimistarfus lehavi kezayis, because it wasn't a piece of meat, one kezayis in one place. It means like it was a long piece of meat, and just if you roll it up together, it'll make a kezayis. So that's what was the svara say there, that it's bot lenechanami. As if you'd have a complete piece of meat together, it could be that it's a svara, it's not bottle. But they were talking about that this piece of meat was not one big piece together. It was a long strand of meat. Because if you roll up this whole strand together, come to the size of kezayis, or the size of a sieve, so there we say tak, it's bottle. So then it makes sense. Yeah. Now it says, how you all look? Omer Rav Papa, lo shon velami achrov, it's only from the back. Av melefonov yesh negeya b'chayzim negeya. That's what our Mishnah says, if you have two chatzoi zeisim of the meat on the skin. So the Mishnah says, if you touch it, you tore, only if you carry it, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Mora says, so Bapod says, that was only like if you touch the back of the skin. Av melefonov, if you touch in front, you touch the meat itself, yesh negeya b'chayzim negeya. Like true, you can't touch them both together. I don't know why, they can't do right hand on one, left hand on the other one. For some reason, we're talking now you're touching one after another. You know, so what? You touch one, then touch the other. Lamai said, now you touch the kezayis of meat. So you know, then you would become tummy. But Rabbi Yechon says, no. Rabbi Yechon Omar, ein nageya v'chayzim nageya. No, you touch one, it's only yichat kezayis yitor. Then you touch a second one, it's also only yichat kezayis, it's also yitor. So the yod of Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own time. Rabbi Yechon says, ein nageya v'chayzim nageya. Why Yomer Bchotibichnan says that Rabbi Shmuel for Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness on Ludovar Echod, they both hold the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness. They watch Rabbi Shmuel Hodermon, we said in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Shmuel says, we have two chasoizes, and if you carry them, you tummy. But if you touch them, you tore. And we'll soon see, according to this, it means even though you touch one of them, touch the other one, you touch them both inside, still you be tore. Now, Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness, Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness, where's his halacha? The Tanan, we learned like this. Kol hametamim b'yoil. Anything that has a tumah, oil on it, any type of a tumah, actually like a gurna kezayis of a mace, or else raivat somais, or mali tarvid rekav, anything that has a tumah, oil on it, so let's say kezayis of a mace. So shenechlaku, that was divided up in half. There's two chatzoi zeisim now of the mace. And you bring it inside the house. So Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness mitar, he says it's tor. Why? Because each piece by itself is not enough. You have two pieces like that, you can't put the two together. The chachomim mitam, the chachomim say no, it's tamei. Because the ma'isa now you have two chatzoi zeisim in the house, so then it's tar, it makes into two masoil. So more like this. Lavam Rabbi Doisa, think Rabbi Doisa say, on Lavam Rabbi Doisa ben Hukness, hosom. Ein maya b'chayzum maya. So if you put two chatzoi zeisim in, it doesn't make a difference. Since each chatzoi zeis by itself does not have a tumas oil, you can't put the two together. So achinami, Rabbi Yochanan meant to say that Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing, that ein nageya b'chayzum nageya. That l'maisa, here we have the two chatzoi zeisim on the skin, even though you touch one and then you touch the other one, still you tore. There's no tumas nageya, because since you're not touching them both together, the pieces are not together. Since the pieces are separately, it's not mitzvah to make a tumas nageya. Only tumas master, because master is lemaisa, you carry them both together. So Mor says, if so, omid Rav Doisa ben Hukness, to Rabbi Yishmael, since Rabbi Yochanan is saying they both say the same thing, it should follow to say then that Rabbanan Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbanan holds like Rabbi Kiva. Let's see if that's true. Yeah, the Baruch Hu Rabbi Kiva kindly, but Rabbi Kiva is Femekli, and that's not true. Rabbi Kiva is Mekli much more. Yeah, Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Kiva, Torah Kometar. Rabbi Kiva now Mishnah says it's Torah completely, says, but it took his Chatzoy Zayas, even with Masa. So Ad Kan Loi, because the Mishnah says no, Ad Kan Loi Kometar Rabbi Kiva El Bior. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says it's Torah only because it's attached to the skin. Like the Mishnah says, it's bottled to the skin. You have the two chatzoi zeisim on the skin, his swallow is bottled to the skin. So you only said the swallow by all, by skin. Avo biyama metama, but miyama and chlami could be taken with his tummy all over. And Kiritoni said, it says in the Sefer, that a moedu of a kibbutz would agree, the base chatzoi zeisim, if you have two chatzoi zeisim of meat, of a nevela, let's say, and they're not attached to a skin. But shetokhvo mekisim, you have a piece of stick going through, attaching them together, the feet, and somebody moves them, shutomei. You are tomei. And some see even the geyer also, even the two pieces, still you do become tomei. Because the old yesh nageyach and nageyah. If so, how can your bekiva says that it's tor if they're attached to the skin? The answer is like it says in the Mishnah. It's a new slurry. If it's on the skin is mevatl, the two pieces. But only because the pieces of meat are attached to a skin. But if they're not attached to the skin, they're not botl, then it would be tummy. Yeah. So most the Rav Ukvor Bachoma. Here's the question. The Pasuk says, Binevei Lossam. There's a Tumas Nevela on the dead behema. So we dash in Veloi Bior, Shiesh Allah, Vedeis Chatzoy Zaysim. That if you have the skin, that on it has two chatzoy zesim of meat from the nevela, then there's no tumah. So dash in the pasuk like that. Yochel, I would have thought to say after master. So even if he carry them, also you be tor tamlem. No, the pasuk says bihanoi say yitno. That if you carry them, then you are tummy. Because carrying is like carrying them both together, you be tummy. Did Rabbi Shmuel? These words of Rabbi Shmuel. The Rekivu Emino hanageya v'yanoisa. They are both alike. The pasuk says them one after another, and therefore the klal is. If you would have a tumas maga by touching both of them, you'd be tummy. Then it's good. Then if you carry them also, you're tummy. But Rabbi Kiva says, in the case here, that if you touch them, each one separately, one after another, you would not become tummy. You don't become, there's no tumas masa either. So Rabbi Kiva is more makel. That it has to be shayich, possible both types of maga touching and of carrying it. Now, the Yemisa, if you tell me the way Rabbi Kiva says, that he's only saying this for an Amishnah was attached to the skin is Mavatlet. But if it's not attached to the skin, then there would be Tumas Mag also. There should be the opposite way. The Yemisa, Harei Bo Lechlam Maga Milufonov. According to Rabbi Kiva, like, if it touched the inside of it, it is Bo Lechlam Maga. So you would have a Tumas Mag here. So why do you say there's no Tumas Mag at all? On my Rav, this is what it means to say. Esha Bo Lechlam Maga Bechol Tzad. No, it has to be Maga Bechol Tzad. Was this not Dafkan of Kilo Gesessa before? Here's the Kasha. Here's the Kasha back in Barpoda, Rashi says no. Rashi says, V'yemisal Barpoda. Maikam had the Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Shmuel, or Moedah, the Bolech La Magam Lefonav. Here's the Kasha back in Rabbi Kiv, even our Mishnah. The Barpoda said, as a machloek is only if you touch the back of the skin. But if you touch the front of the skin, then we say, yesh negei, v'chayzim negei, yechayiv on both. So here, of course, not mashma. Here's mashma, even according to Bishmoel, you only have a tumas mag and not a tumas nevel, and that's a machloek is if you have one without the other. But the kasha, according to Bapoda, you should have both. According to Bapoda, if you touch the inside of the two pieces of meat, there is a tumas maga. So you have both. So where it says no, what the price means to say is, it has to be shaykh maga both inside and outside. I'm a rabbi chikoma. Eshebo lechlam maga b'chotzad, bo lechlam masa, bo lebo lechlam maga b'chotzad. It doesn't have a tumas maga on both sides, inside and outside. And echnami lebo lechlam masa. You won't have a tumas. Then it says, boy minay ravaviya sabba miraba. The older one has to cast him the rambo barafuna. Kulyus stuma. If you have a bone, the kulyus. Kulyus really means any bone that has a marrow inside it. The kulyus here can mean the thigh bone. So it's like this. Stuma, if there's no holes in it, it's complete. So the Rabbi Shmuel Mao shetetama. Would there be a tumor for according to Rabbi Shmuel or not? You have this kulyus, there's no meat on the outside, it's only the marrow on the inside. And since the bone is complete, you can't touch it. But if you pick it up, you're carrying it. So, if the Rabbi Shmuel, does Rabbi Shmuel hold? So when is there a tumas masa, only something that you could have a tumas maga, you could touch it. And loy bolachla maga, something that you could not touch, loy bolachla masa, there would be no tumas masa. If so, then by kul you say there would be no tumas masa, because the mice, you can't touch the marrow inside it. For why not Mishnah is a tummy then? If you carry the skin, because we hold like Barpoda that he said it's only no tumas mag on the outside. But if you touch this, the two pieces of chatzoy zayis on the inside, you would become tummy. That's why in the Mishnah Bishmon agrees there'll be a Tumas Masri. But really it has to be possible to have a Tumas Magra. Or Dimon may be no less, the Mary Bishmon does not Bechlau from this Shita. It has to be Bo Bechlau Zer, Bo Bechlau Zer. Therefore, it could even be a Bishmon Lagra than Bapoda. That even though when you have the two Chatzay Zaysim on the skin, no matter what where you touch it, you're not Tamei, still there'll be a Tumas Magra. Because it could be according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't have to have this migu. That migu, there could be Tumas Maga, there could be Tumas Masa. No, maybe one is not telling the other. So was the Shaila. What's the Pshad in Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah? So Omalei really did not answer back. They just said, Omalei, over Parach, there's a bird flying over. Means he avoided the subject. So Omalei, Rava Bray, Rava said back to him, why? What did you say this for? The Lav Heiner of Aviyah Savi, wasn't this the great person of Aviyah Savi from Brisbane, from Israel? The Mishabeach Lama, that you himself said great things about him. But Gabed Gavarabad, he was a great person. So how can you talk this way? On Malays, he answered back to himself, so I just listen. Ani Hayoim, today, the Pesach in Shir Shirim, Samchuni Biashi says, meaning I need food. I need something good to eat. Meaning to say, Rashi says, Chayma. So Richni Chidrat, I have to strengthen myself. But the Shasah Koichi, my Koich went away from me. Because of the Josh that Ashim today, the Rabbim, it was Shabbos regular, your Shabbos on Yom Tov. So you gave a big Josh today, you had enough Koich. Therefore, you couldn't answer this. And like you said, the boy, I mean, I know the boy time, he asked me something that needs a lot of reasoning. And he didn't have it on his hand right away. Therefore, he didn't want to answer it. Now, Omer Ula says, what's going to be Shnei Chatzoy Zaytim? You have two halves of a zayis of meat from an avoda, let's say, shetoch from the kissim, that you attach them now, a stick is attached to the two together. So he holds, afilu melech umeidu kolo yam kulei, even if you carry it back and forth all day, means you made a masi, carried them both together, they're still tall, there's no tumas masi on this. Since each piece by itself does not have a kezayis, there's no tumas masa. My time, what's the reason? See, the pasuk says, v'nosa, you have to carry it, the Karina Nais is carried by itself. That means Bina Nais of Hudin Nisa of Asacha. So it has to be like you're carrying it true. It has to be able to be picked up at one shot, meaning it has to be one Kezias of meat. You can't have two Chatzoy Zaysim, has no Tumas Masay. Even though you carry them both together, there'd be no Tumas Masay according to Re'ula. So of course, not the way we're learning until now in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mashma, if you have two Chatzoy Zaysim on the skin, Lemaisa, there would be a Tumas Masa, even though there's no Tumas Maka according to Rabbi Shmuel, but a Tumas Masa you would have. So according to it's not that way. You have to have a Kezayis at one time, where the Nisa of Asakas is picked up at one time. So more if this is true, Tanan learned in our Mishnah, how you all have Shnei Chatzoy Zaysim, you have on this skin, two Chatzoy Zaysim of a Nevelo, Mitamim B'Masa, of Leber Maga, did Rabbi Shmuel, there is a Tumas Masa. So why? It's not one piece. So there are two separate pieces here. V'yamai v'olav nisayu. It's not the pshat holding one piece. That picks up the other piece. They're not attached. It's not one piece. Sure, they're both on the skin, but it's not one piece of meat. Amra papra papint v'nechnami b'mureidit. Ulu v'lein ha-mishnah. Yes, but they are attached. There's a strand of meat attached and the two pieces together. Toshima, come in here. Says Moedu Rabbi Kiva Kiva agrees with Shnei Chatzoy Zeishim Shetochim the Kisim and the Sitz and Shutomei. If you have stam not on the skin, just a piece of wood attached to the two, there would be Tumas Masa. The Yamai Vole Nisu is two pieces. It's not one piece of the Gezayis. Why is the Tumas Masa according to Ula? The more severe, the same terror. So Chonami B'Muroidi, but tell him here also, where is the strand of meat attached to the two together? And really, Ketanoi, there's really Machwekes Tanoim. So what? It says, HaNageya, Echer HaNageya, whether you touch Nevelo, V'Echer HaMasad, whether you move it. We have Lezuwayma, As HaNoise, even if you carry it, also you tell me. The question is, Otu, Noise, Lav, Masad, the same thing, by moving it, carrying it, the same thing. So what's it, Lezu, come to answer? El Lav, Hokikoma, Echer HaNageya, V'Echer HaMasad, B'Lai Nisa, whether you touch it, or whether you carry it, even though it's not one piece, so there would be a tumor. The Yosra Blazla Maimah Vudinisra has to be one piece because it picked up by itself. You see, this is the Machoyah Sanoyim. According to a Blazla, like Ula is saying, it has to be picked up. It has to be one piece. Someone explains, oh my, ask, what did the Blazla mean to say? Ask me, Aimah Vudinisra. Not saying another case, just explaining. That's what you say, the tumor there, only if these two pieces are like together, it's like one piece. They could be picked up together. But the two separate pieces of Echanami, then there'll be no Tumas Masa. It's not called Nusa. It could be picked up by itself. So the Mishnah says, Kuyis HaMeis. We have this bone from a mace that has only the marrow inside. It has no meat on the outside. The Kuyis HaMikdashim, or the bone from the Mikdashim. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.